With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota now has more than 100 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The latest update from the State Department of Health shows 101 cases, an increase of 11 since Sunday. The state total includes 34 people who have fully recovered and one death. Butte and Marshall counties are reporting their first cases of COVID-19. Clark, Turner, and Yankton counties are now determined to have minimal to moderate community spread. That means at least one of the positive cases in that county cannot be traced to known exposure. In a press call Monday morning, Secretary of Health Kim Malzahn-Reiston says the department is considering how to add the location of recovered patients to data on the state website. She expects that update within the week. State Department of Health officials say a new case of COVID-19 in Pennington County is not linked to a Monument Health caregiver who tested positive last week. Monument Health estimates more than 100 employees and patients may have had contact with the caregiver in its Rapid City facility. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton refused to say how many of those individuals have yet been contacted or tested.
That's all part of the ongoing investigation and not something that we would release on a call.
Clayton says the patients and workers identified so far are advised to quarantine for 14 days and watch for symptoms. Those individuals will only receive testing if symptoms arise.
Individuals who are exposed to COVID-19 cases are not recommended for testing unless those individuals themselves develop symptoms. Just because a person may have been exposed does not mean that they will go on to develop illness.
The CDC says COVID-19 symptoms can appear anywhere from 2 to 14 days after exposure. Symptoms include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If symptoms arise, individuals can call their healthcare provider to determine if they should be tested. Regardless of test results, officials encourage anyone who's ill to stay home. Avera Health is now providing in-house testing for the coronavirus. The effort is designed to help slow the spread of COVID-19 and give South Dakotans some peace of mind. Dr. Gareth Davies is the chief scientific officer at the Avera Institute for Human Genetics. He says faster testing gives people better information.
I believe that this is going to make a big difference. It prioritizes certain people who are very sick, who are maybe in the ICU, and then also helps the healthcare providers to know if they have contracted the virus and whether they should be isolated.
Avera will report all its test results, both positive and negative, to the State Department of Health. The State Health Department certifies Avera to run up to 200 tests a day. Medical researchers are racing to find effective treatment for the coronavirus. Eddie Sullivan is president and CEO of SAB Therapeutics in Sioux Falls. He says they're developing a biotherapeutic treatment for those infected with the coronavirus. Sullivan says they are on track to have a treatment model for COVID-19 by the summer, depending on approval from regulatory authorities.
We have essentially human polyclonal antibodies that work exactly like our own immune systems that are targeted specifically to these diseases so that we can treat those that have become overwhelmed and have become ill with this disease.
Sullivan says it may be possible to use the antibodies for passive immunity as well. He says this treatment could be similar to what's called convalescent plasma. That's when patients get plasma from someone who has already recovered from an illness. The Sioux Falls 211 Helpline Center will connect callers with community resources in response to COVID-19. The center's CEO, Janet Kittum, says 211 staff members are seeing three kinds of calls.
The first type of call that we've been receiving is really information-based. People are seeking information about the virus, and they want reassurance on how they can keep themselves safe. Second type of phone calls we're receiving are people who honestly just need help. Third type of phone call we're getting is people who just need to talk. They need somebody to listen.
More than 3,700 calls have come into the center so far. She says they can also offer connections to mental health providers. Many parents are overseeing lessons for their kids while schools remain closed. Online learning looks very different from one school district to another depending on technology access, but even routine household tasks can become part of a child's education. Kimberly Cripps is a family and community health specialist with the State Extension Service. She says the kitchen can become a great classroom.
When you think of the variety of tasks that are involved in food preparation, you can incorporate so many skills and knowledge, math skills and math knowledge, science, even history.
SDSU Extension offers resources through its Pick It, Try It, Like It program. It includes nutrition and academic information.
There is a fact sheet, and within that, we actually have lesson plans geared for fourth grade and higher. And on most of them, we also have a Lakota translation for the word, so you're able to bring in some language skills with that.
The program also offers food preparation, measuring skills, and tips on how to read recipes. Some of the most traditional of ceremonies, Native powwows, and dances are finding a new life online. Tribes are canceling events and gatherings to adhere to restrictions because of the coronavirus, but Indigenous people across the continent can share their talent and cultures online. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
Social media has helped thousands of people see 16-year-old Wakia Kuni and his 14-year-old sister Wechakpi Cook dance. The two are Oglala Lakota and live in Washington State. They compete at powwows across the country and usually travel a lot in the summer. But that won't happen this year. So instead, they put on their regalia and danced in their front yard. Their mother recorded the performance and posted the video on social media. Wakia Kuni explains the roots of his grass dance.
Back then, like, the grass would be really tall. So they would have all the grass dancers go out and dance before everybody to light on the grass, so that it would be ready to dance on for everybody else.
His sister, Wechakpi Cook, danced in her jingle dress. It has about 200 metal cones sewn onto it that make noise when she moves. She says it's a healing dance that originates from the Ojibwe tribe.
Some dresses, they kind of differ because depending on, like, I guess your age, because you don't want too many on, like, a smaller child's dress. But a normal dress should have 365 for the days of the year.
The siblings usually compete in separate categories. So dancing in their yard together is a treat.
It's fun dancing with my brother and having him by my side.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fun. It's nice to be danced with because he's just my first sibling and we're pretty close.
A Facebook group called Social Distancing Powwow shares a variety of traditional performances. It's the creation of Whitney Rencounter. He's Oglala Lakota and based in Rapid City. So far, it has almost 90,000 members.
A platform has been created for them to share these songs and dances. And so that's why I think it's just going viral for everybody, because it's the right time and it's important to share the talents and the songs, dances and artistry and languages and all these things that I think throughout the world, we never really had a platform for to provide that.
Rencounter says the pandemic has helped draw interest in traditional Indigenous practices. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.